Yes, good morning to you. This is Daniel King with Daily Inspiration. I'd just like to bless you this morning and pray that God's word would be real and alive in your lives today. I was thinking about a topic that has blessed me already, and I think a lot of times we find that there are many ways to walk out principles in scripture or principles of God. And I think sometimes that men in general are searching and seeking for absolutes in life. We can read that the word of God or God himself is like a rock for to rest our feet on. But sometimes I believe the children of God become weary because there's so many different ways to interpret scripture, so to speak. Especially for new believers who are trying to find their way. But I would like to encourage us all here this morning that there are certain principles that work a little bit like the law of gravity that can be applied to every circumstance in our lives. And I have found in my journey with God, I can think of two absolutes that I have found to work in every situation so far in my Christian life. When these principles are applied, that the Lord comes through. And I'd like to talk a little bit about those here this morning. And the one would be the principle of honesty and to be, how can you say, to be real and open and transparent with what we're dealing with. And I keep thinking of the message of John the Baptist and how it says in the Bible that John the Baptist was from beneath and Jesus was from above. And I believe that the message of John the Baptist is the message of opening our hearts, the message of honesty, the message of it's our contribution to God. It's us looking up to heaven and saying, Lord, this is how I feel about this certain situation, or this is what I'm dealing with right now, or this is what I have done, or this is what, I find myself trapped in, or, this is where I need help in. And I believe that when God hears the honesty of a cry that comes from the heart, that God will never pass up a cry like that. God's ears will never be closed to a cry that comes from the honesty and the depth of our heart. And I have found that to be a rock to come back to. When we feel our feet, seeking for something genuine to rest on in the sea of life, I have found that to be a rock that we can always come back to. And it's a message I feel that we cannot preach enough of. And I do believe that it's at the very heart of God, in that humility and honesty is at the very heart of God. And I do believe that I think we can all identify, we as believers who have had that day when the Lord came through, I think we'd all as we reflect on that day and think about that day, I think we'd all have to agree that it was a day when we were honest before God. And in that same way, the Bible says, as we received Christ, so walk we in it as well. And the second principle, which I have found a little bit more recently, is the principle of liberty or death. And it is something that the slaves of the South, what was it, over 100 years ago, 200 years ago, when they had slavery in the South, in our country here, they would at numerous times come to a place where the misery of their lives was more miserable than it would have been to escape and get caught. And once they reached that point and they made that decision in their minds that they would rather escape and be caught and face that consequence than to continue living as they are. And once they reached that, once they arrived to that conclusion, they were basically set to make a run or a dash for freedom. And at that point, they were unstoppable. When a slave reached that point, he was absolutely unstoppable as far as any threat, as far as any anything that would have hindered him from making that attempt to freedom, because he made up his mind he'd rather die than continue living in the state he was in. And of course, then there's always that chance that he would actually be free. And so to both alternatives, to be free would certainly be the preferred or the, you know, the best way, but even to die was better than what he or she was living in. And in that way, I found it's the same principle that drove David to face Goliath. It was liberty or death. And I found there was a situation in my life about 5 years ago that kept working at me and bothering me and bugging me until I remember the day when I was wrestling with God in the dark of the night, so to speak, when this simple statement started going through my mind, liberty or death. And all of a sudden, I knew exactly how those slaves felt. Now, for me, it was a spiritual, situation that was in my life that I wanted to see changed. And so, I got up off my knees that time, and I decided that I'm going to address this thing until I see victory. And if I die in the process, in other words, if I lose my way in the process, if I, it's a little bit hard to explain. In other words, what I'm trying to say is if I ruin what I have, it was a situation where there was still some life left, but barely enough to make it worthwhile. And I thought, well, if I address this situation, I might lose the ground that I have, or I might lose what I have. But somehow, it felt better to have the situation completely broken and dysfunctional than to continue going on partly functional. And anyway, when I reached that conclusion, it was like I had one passion on my mind, and that was to walk through this situation until either it was completely dysfunctional or until something changed. And I noticed that after that, there was certain clear steps of direction that the Lord would give me. from time to time to walk this through. And it was almost like the same as David with Goliath there. You know, once he, if you think about it, his first step there in addressing that problem with Goliath was really he had to make up his mind that he'd rather be killed in that circumstance. He'd rather be killed than to continue to have Goliath bellow like that and mock the people of God. And in that way, he had nothing to lose, because if he perished, you know, a little bit like Esther, if he perished, he perishes. But, you know, there's always that chance that Goliath will be killed. And, you know, and as soon as David made up his mind in that way, it seemed like God led him step by step. God led him. He reminded him of his slingshot. He reminded him of the lion and the bear. And he reminded him of the many victories that he once had in the past. And he also reminded him that it is indeed the will of God that Goliath is you know, is put out of the way. And so from there, it was as simple as following the steps that God laid on his heart. You know, he went to the brook. He found the stones. He went to Saul. Of course, Saul's advice was, he decided that that's not going to work, but at least he tried it. You know, he tried Saul's advice as far as taking the armor there that Saul was advising him to take. Well, then he tried that for, he went out like that and decided that's not going to work, and he brought it back again. So in many ways, that's how it is for us. You know, once we have made up our minds that we're going to go through with resolving a certain conflict or resolving a certain issue in our life, and then it's just a matter of finding the steps to freedom, you know. And there's going to be times when we go down a road where we see clearly that it's not the right road, and that we just back up and try the, you know, the road that is obvious that God is leading us on. So I just wanted to leave that with you here this morning. I have found those two principles to always work so far. And I do believe that, you know, they are principles of faith. I do believe those two things there are actually, when God talks about faith, I think he's talking about things like that. And I think that we can, as the scripture says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual darkness in high places. And I believe that when we use those principles, those principalities and powers in high places are destroyed. Of course, as we pray against them and wrestle against those powers. So may the Lord bring you his peace. May you walk in the power of his gospel today, and may he fill you with himself. God bless you.